You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Monday edition. The saga, or the rush to impeach by the Democratic Party, I think is failing. And we won't know for a while yet. But why do I say that? What's going on here? They rushed this impeachment inquiry. Remember, they didn't. It's not clear to me that they have the votes for an impeachment inquiry, and I mean in their own party. Adam Schiff goofed. He rushed this. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi backed him, but they weren't counting on at all that President Trump would release the notes of the call. And that's the only, in my mind, that's the only thing that's relevant. They keep going on and on about the whistleblower. The whistleblower has no firsthand knowledge of what was said on that call. He is reporting what other people, he says, told him. So you got two people involved, the whistleblower, who wasn't in on the call, and that's called hearsay. Anything he says is hearsay. He has no personal knowledge. He wasn't in on the call. Who was on the call? The President of the United States. And the American people were given the transcript. And that's why Adam Schiff knew and the House Speaker knew there's nothing here. Now, they can lie about it as much as they want, and big lie media can lie about it as much as they want. But the President of the United States, he calls it a perfect call. I would call it a normal call. And keep in mind that the President of the United States is the chief law enforcement officer. Now, he delegates that to the Attorney General. But the United States and Ukraine had a treaty approved by Congress in the Clinton administration to cooperate on corruption, because corruption is a big problem in the United States and in the Ukraine. And yes, Hunter Biden's sweetheart deal of getting $50,000 a month for 60 months or 5 years looks very, very like a bribe. It smells like a bribe. It looks like a bribe. And it should be investigated by the Department of Justice, our Department of Justice, and that needs the cooperation of Ukraine. And that will happen. But is that really, see, the Biden situation in my mind is a sideshow. This, I think, irreparably damages Biden's chances of ever getting the nomination. Now, he might not throw in the towel yet, but I think he's just going to be twisting in the wind. And more will come out on that. And it's not just the Ukraine. It's also communist China. It smells. It smells. Because Hunter Biden doesn't have any experience in Ukraine or oil companies or, for that matter, investment capital for the communist Chinese. What both countries were doing was trying to get on the good side of Joe Biden. And I think part of it was that Joe Biden might have run for president. He decided not to do it in 2016. I think there was a certain amount of that going on, too. Is he or isn't he not going to run? And the two leading contenders in the Democratic Party at that time were Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders. And that became clear once Biden made it very clear that because of the death of his son, the other son, that he wasn't going to run, which is his decision. Personally, I think he would have had a better chance in 2016 because I don't think he's ever going to get the nomination for president by the Democratic Party. Now, they are circling the wagons. What I'm seeing is what you see in any bureaucracy or any group of people that have common interests is they want to protect Biden, at least for now. But remember, we have a debate coming up, the Democrats do, and Biden's fair game. And I'm sure one or more of the people running for president are going to bring it up. But why the rush? Well, in past shows, I've indicated remember a couple of weeks ago? I think it was the 13th of September, a little over 2 weeks ago. There was an announcement made that the Inspector General of the Department of Justice, Michael Horowitz, his office, had finished its investigation, its audit, of the FISA abuse. And what I'm talking about, FISA stands for Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act Court abuse by the Obama administration. The Obama administration was spying on the Republican candidate for president, and they deliberately misled this court in its applications by not informing it of two rather critical and very important points. Who paid for? The Clinton campaign paid for opposition research through its attorney, who in turn hired Fusion GPS, who in turn hired a former British intelligence officer to gather dirt, leverage on Donald Trump, specifically from the Russians. And he got it. The problem is neither the FBI nor the newspapers in this country, because they got a copy of the so-called Steele dossier, the totally discredited Steele dossier, that there was no way to verify any of the information. It was rather salacious information. That's the one with the prostitutes urinating on the bed that supposedly President Obama slept in. There's no way to verify that or the other material in the dossier. It never should have been and was the basis. I'm not saying there was not other information, but they never would have gotten approval of the warrant without this. The court wouldn't do it. Just disclosing that by admitting, by not clearly stating right up front the source of this, that this was political opposition research. Now, why did they didn't say that? Why didn't they tell the court? Because then it would be thrown out and they would never get a warrant to do it. And most of the time, you need to understand something about the FISA court. It mainly deals, not mainly, and almost entirely deals with ongoing intelligence investigations of foreign powers that are trying to spy on us. So about 99.99% of the time, it's approved. It's like a rubber stamp. It's rarely disapproved. And the case they were trying to make is Carter Page, someone that was marginally involved in the Trump campaign, but he had made several trips to Russia. He maybe was a spy for Russia. They never indicted him. They had no evidence of that. Because Carter Page had cooperated with both the CIA and the FBI before because he had information of what was happening in Russia. That was just a predicate, if you will, to spy on anyone and everyone in the Trump campaign. It was rigged. And what was their problem? Bottom line it. What's the takeaway from that? And this is all going to come out. They didn't have anything. They came up empty. This is all they had, and it's worthless. Yet it was renewed 4 times. They were surveilling, and here's what you need to understand. It's illegal for government officials, including the President of the United States, the Attorney General, her deputy, the FBI Director, James Comey, his deputy, Andrew McCabe, to use intelligence community assets to spy on an American citizen. Now, I know what they're going to say. Well, we got a warrant. Yes, but you misrepresented the situation to the court by not disclosing who funded this and what was the purpose of it. That's the key thing. It's the money that they spent, and we don't know the exact number, but I think it'll be coming out. And what else is going on? You have two U.S. attorneys investigating this entire situation. Who in the government was involved in this? See, this should not happen. James Comey should never sign his name on that application, and neither should the Deputy Attorney General Yates. Because what's the second requirement? It's not only the disclosure that it was Hillary Clinton's campaign and the Democratic National Committee that were funding this. And like I said, that alone would have stopped it. But the FBI did not verify this. They couldn't verify it. It's unverifiable. And any application to the FISA court, the information must be verified. They didn't do it. They didn't do it. And Barack Obama knew everything about this. This was briefed all the way up to the President of the United States. There was a concerted effort to come up with leverage, ideally to be an October surprise in the 2016 election. They failed, and they failed miserably. Then after Trump won, they were trying to use this to impeach him. They failed miserably in that regard because the Mueller investigation, after another effort to try to find dirt on Trump, came up empty. And the conclusion is neither Donald Trump nor his campaign conspired or colluded with the Russians. So why do they continue doing this right now? They're afraid that when this comes out, when it hits the fan, this is going to do irreparable damage to the Democratic Party. It is, because this will be the biggest political scandal in United States history. It's bigger, a lot bigger than Watergate, because you had the intelligence community, the President of the United States involved. Remember, they also had to unmask people. There were people in the White House, the National Security Advisor, our United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power. I think there were other people in the White House, probably Ben Rose involved. Then you have the Central Intelligence Agency involved, both in Great Britain and in Ukraine. All of this is going to be coming out in glorious technicolor. And then the damage is done, irreparable damage. Right now, they're trying to muddy the waters, confuse you. And it can be confusion. If you're not really following this, I am, but I don't even pretend to be an expert. It has different aspects to it. You see, they needed anything to muddy the waters. That's what they're trying to do. Blow smoke in your eyes. So this is the big push. Why now? That's the question you should ask. Because the IG report was done 2 weeks ago. It was expected to be, quite frankly, it should be out, if not this week, next week. That's the rush. That's the rush, ladies and gentlemen. They're panicking. They're running around like chickens with their heads cut off. People are going to be indicted and prosecuted. High-level government officials in the Obama administration. What we had in this whistleblower is a partisan whistleblower that supposedly worked in the CIA. And that's what was indicated by the inspector general. This guy is biased. But he had no first-hand knowledge of the call, so whatever he says is irrelevant. I don't think there might be a recording, but they have the notes, the transcript. You have stenographers in there taking notes. And Donald Trump knew there were many, many people listening on this. He did nothing illegal. As a matter of fact, it's his obligation as chief law enforcer, together with the treaty we have with him, it's entirely proper for him to request from the Ukrainian government to investigate Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, especially Hunter Biden, because that 50,000 has all the earmarks of a bribe. And that's how foreign governments and people in foreign governments, that's a way of doing business. So we're listening. I was curious how both the television networks and CNN and others were handling this. They've lost credibility because they're lying about President Trump. And they're digging the hole just deeper and deeper and deeper. They don't care. I've concluded they don't care. They're all in to support the Democratic Party. Be my guest. They're ruining their network news and their papers, but they don't really care. Keep that in mind. I would think professionalism alone would hope there's someone there that would tell it like it is. Well, they can't tell it like it is, because if they tell it like it is, they'll get fired. It's beyond bias, folks. It's corruption, not only of our politicians, but what I call big lie media. I'm thinking of calling it big lie media mob, but no, just big lie media, because that's what they practice now. They're essentially progressive propaganda. And I remind my new listeners, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican. I didn't vote for Hillary Clinton, and I didn't vote for Donald Trump, because I finally concluded that both parties are corrupt, and both parties are big government parties, and they're ruining the financial situation of the United States. And it's not sustainable at all. Forget about climate change. So what do you do? Well, I've sort of hope that the Senate, now I'm not sure they're going to do this. This is somewhat speculation on my part, that the Senate like the Watergate hearings, would have hearings. Now, this is a little bit premature, but once the IG makes his report, and then the two U.S. attorneys investigating the whole situation, what they're trying to key in on, how did this all start? How did this all start that suddenly the FBI, the FISA court, Department of Justice, the CIA were investigating Trump? Who were the players? Who initiated that? You need what I would call, and it's one of the first things you need to do, you need a detailed timeline. Now, we have a lot of that timeline. If you want to spend a lot of time, you could come up with it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what is called a coup or a coup d'etat. It's when elements of the government, and I'm talking the Department of Justice, the Central Intelligence Agency, the FBI, the National Security Agency, were spying on Trump and his campaign, the opposition candidate for president. They were using the capabilities to surveil people on our own Americans that were involved in the Republican campaign. Ladies and gentlemen, that's outrageous, but it's beyond outrageous. These are serious crimes, and it's incumbent upon Congress and the Trump administration. Like Trump says it very well, this should not happen to any other president again. I agree with him. It shouldn't. And I think the only reason they did this is they really thought that Hillary Clinton was going to win and none of this would come out. In other words, it's the arrogance of power. They did it because they thought they would get away with it. They thought they would win, and all these, they're beyond dirty tricks. These are felonies, serious felonies, by appointed government officials and one elected official, and that's Barack Obama. And most of the people involved in this are lawyers. So it's not like they don't understand the law. They knew the law very well. They knew they were taking a little risk, but they thought it would never come out what they did. Oh, yes, it's come out. And they're trying to make sure more of it doesn't come out. There are people on Fox, Sean Hannity is probably the best example, that know the details. But the same is true as talk radio. There are a number of people that are following this and know this is the biggest scandal, political scandal, bar none, in the entire history of the United States. That's why they're in panic mode. They rushed this and screwed it up again. They didn't think it through. They should have asked the question, well, what if Donald Trump releases or declassifies? There is virtually nothing other than maybe some sensitive confidential information in it. And presidents can declassify anything they want. He did. And Donald Trump, President Trump, has made very, very clear that all the, as much, if not all, the information that's classified regarding these FISA warrants, regarding Russia, will be, in a timely manner, before they issue the report, he's going to declassify them. Now, I think it's going to be probably later this week or maybe next week. I think Congress goes on a recess, so maybe it'll be next Monday. And that's when it's going to blow, folks. That's when it hits the fan. Then they know that Trump, his attorney general, and the people working for him are going to clean up the corruption in the Department of Justice, in the FBI, in the Central Intelligence Agency, and go after the principals that were involved in this. And you need to understand the Inspector General of the Department of Justice, why he can ask and did question people still working there. He doesn't prosecute. It's the two attorneys, John Durham and Huber, that have powers of subpoena and can question people and put the screws to them. And these people better have legal representation. I think most of them already do. It's not going away. You see, they made a serious mistake when they did this. It's clear that Donald Trump is angry because he was falsely accused. And now he's not going to show any mercy to these SOBs. Now, many have left the government, let me make clear. But they should be, the evidence is there, they should be indicted, They should be prosecuted, and if they're found guilty beyond a reasonable doubt by a jury of their peers, they should go to prison. And that needs to happen. That needs to happen. Otherwise, it's going to happen again. And that's what this is. This is another fail coup. This shouldn't be happening in the United States, but it is. When you get corrupt people in government and in Congress, you should expect this. Most of the people that work for the government are straight shooters. They're fair. They want to tell the truth. But invariably, you're going to get people that are politicians, and not that they run for office, but they're political appointees, that will salute, in this case, President Obama when he authorized this. You see, this doesn't happen even at the FBI level or the Attorney General level. This has to be ordered by the President of the United States. He ordered it. He authorized it. That's why they did it. Barack Obama will cover my back, and when Hillary Clinton's in, she'll cover our backs. So we can go ahead and do this, even though if this ever got out, they're going to be in deep doo-doo. They're going to be in trouble. Let's say you spend some time and you listen to this and you say, well, I don't understand why they're impeaching him. I've listened to some callers. What did Trump do wrong? The answer is he did nothing wrong. That's their problem. He did nothing wrong. They're trying to make it like he did something wrong, but he didn't. They have failed to understand that the American people elected Donald Trump. He is the president of the United States, whether you like him or not. Just look the powers of the president of the United States under Article 2. Quite a long list of powers, and he's using them. And you've gotten him mad. You have falsely accused him not once, but twice. And now he's not going to show any mercy. And he shouldn't. And I don't think he will, because I'll tell you why. There are tens of millions of American people that are Trump supporters. And many tens of millions that didn't vote for him, that probably will vote for him in 2020. But what they're expecting is throw these felons, these conspirators, throw the book at them. That's what should happen. We're talking president or former president Barack Obama, some key people in the White House, the Attorney General Loretta Lynch, her deputy Sally Yates, the FBI Director James Comey, his deputy Andrew McCabe, and others, other staff in those. So you have staff in the White House, staff in the Attorney General, Department of Justice, the FBI, and don't forget the Central Intelligence Agency. They should be shaking in their boots. If they think they're going to get away with it, maybe they will. I'm disappointed it's taking this long. I think Donald Trump initially, especially right after the election, was hoping he didn't have to do this. But what happened is the deep state doesn't play fair. They never should have appointed Robert Mueller as special counsel. Trump made a mistake of appointing Jeff Sessions attorney general. He was the wrong person. And I have a lot of respect and an admiration for Jeff Sessions, but as much as he wanted to be attorney general, he wasn't up to the job. It's that simple. Jeff Sessions was doing well in the Senate and really sticking up for the American people regarding the illegal alien invasion of this country and what it's done to the American workers in terms of their own wages and employment opportunities. And Donald Trump was loyal. He knew Jeff Sessions was one of the early backers. So he rewarded him with the attorney general appointment. And then Sessions, I believe, a man of integrity, but he never should have accepted the attorney general position without telling the president that he would recuse himself. See, if he said that, I think he knew if he said that to the president, he wasn't going to get the appointment. Now, he most likely would have gotten a better job or another job, but not the one he wanted. Jeff Sessions wanted to be attorney general. He got what he wanted. Beware what you want, because you might get it and regret it. And I think he regrets it, because in my mind, he could have had nearly any position he wanted. And that's the one he chose. And he knew, he should have known, this was going to be, let us say, a very tense job, a very political job. Remember, past presidents of Kennedy appointed his own brother. Now, they stopped that. Presidents want an attorney general that more or less will do their bidding. But now we have a very sharp Bill Barr, who was Attorney General before, and I think he's fair, but he's going to pursue this to make sure that the Department of Justice and the FBI is cleaned up. See, in my mind, I don't trust the FBI or the DOJ anymore. Those two departments, agencies, have been corrupted. And once you have, if there's one, there's probably several. Several have left. I think most of the rats are gone, but not all of them. Not all of them. Some of them bury themselves in those departments. They have to clean up the Department of Justice and the FBI to restore the American people's confidence in our institutions. And the fact that a president of the United States and the people working for him turn the intelligence community against American citizens, as far as I'm concerned, is beyond the pale. They had no justification to do that. They had none. And they have come up totally, completely empty. But they're still trying, by hook or crook, to say what President Trump is doing is not appropriate. It's totally appropriate. It is totally appropriate. What they're trying to protect is the corruption of Joe Biden's son. Now, let me play briefly. President Trump was leaving a meeting, and he was asked a question, and he answered it. Listen to it, because I think it summarizes exactly what's going on.
Thank you very much, everybody. It was really great.
Do you now know who the whistleblower is, sir?
Well, we're trying to find out about a whistleblower. When you have a whistleblower that reports things that were incorrect, as you know, and you probably now have figured it out, the statement I made to the president of Ukraine, a good man, a nice man, knew, was perfect. It was perfect. But the whistleblower reported a totally different statement, like the statement it was not even made. I guess statement you could say with call. I made a call. The call was perfect. When the whistleblower reported it, he made it sound terrible. And then you had Adam Schiff, who, even worse, made up my words, which I think is just a horrible thing. I've never even seen a thing like that. Adam Schiff, representative, congressman, made up what I said. He actually took words and made it up. The reason is, when he saw my call to the president of Ukraine, it was so good that he couldn't quote from it, because there was nothing done wrong. It was perfect. So Adam Schiff decided, I can't let this happen. So let me make up. Do you ever hear of this one, Gene? Do you ever hear of a thing like this? So Adam Schiff made up a phony call, and he read it to Congress, and he read it to the people of the United States. And it's a disgrace. This whole thing is a disgrace. There's been tremendous corruption, and we're seeking it. It's called drain the swamp. There's been corruption on the other side. There's been corruption like you've never seen. Now, the new president of Ukraine ran on the basis of no corruption. That's how he got elected. And I believe that he really means it. But there was a lot of corruption having to do with the 2016 election against us. And we want to get to the bottom of it. And it's very important that we do. Thank you very much.
That other shoe should start dropping, I think, early October, and that's tomorrow. So sometime either this week, next week, maybe later, but a lot of people are starting to ask, well, what's taking so long? Now, I know they're trying to button up everything and make corrections and all that, but it shouldn't take more than a month to do that. Now, maybe what's happening, some people are wanting to revise their testimony, their statements. They've woken up to the fact that if they don't come forward and expose what their bosses were doing, that they could go down with their bosses. In other words, their bosses can't protect them anymore. And I'm sure there's some of that. Remember, what can a U.S. prosecutor do? And how do they usually work? They start at the bottom and work their way up. What do you know? What can you tell me? Now, I don't think they're going to make the mistake of Mueller's goons, and I'm talking about people on his staff that put a lot of pressure, so much pressure, they're suborning perjury. So you make very, very, very clear when you ask them the question is, tell us the truth, what happened? And there's several people in the FBI and the Department of Justice that know, they might not know everything, but they know enough that if you follow that lead on up the chain of command, you'll have other people panicking. And that's what's going to happen. It's happening already. And eventually this will come out in glorious detail, and even big lie media can't ignore it. The Obama administration and the people in the Hillary Clinton campaign that were involved in this need to be brought to justice. It's primarily in the Obama administration. Remember, I've said all political parties pay for opposition research. Mainly that involves checking court records as well as old newspaper archives, looking for anything that could embarrass or be considered shady or crooked or scandalous. They all do it. What was unique, they extended that abroad, thinking that they might find something that wasn't legitimate between Donald Trump and the Russians. They didn't. Believe you me, if they had found anything that was credible, we would have known it in October 2016. They didn't have anything. They came up empty. Yet they keep riding this dead horse, thinking there something will come out. It hasn't. And this was a desperate, really desperate attempt by people in the House, including the Speaker, including Adam Schiff, who frankly looks like a snake. He doesn't have any credibility. They thought they had something with this whistleblower, and it turns out they have nothing. You see, you notice the whistleblower won't be appearing in a public hearing. It'll be behind closed doors. Now, I'm for protecting whistleblowers, but ladies and gentlemen, whoever that guy or lady, I don't know who it is, they're not a whistleblower. They're not. They had no firsthand knowledge. It was hearsay. What they were reporting on is what they heard from some people, probably in the White House, but they mischaracterized it. It could be the leaker's fault. We have a leaker here that shouldn't have been telling this agent, officer, CIA, whoever he is, what he was doing. So that leaker violated the president's confidence. Now, that person's identity should be found out, and he should be prosecuted for leaking. You shouldn't be talking to people that don't have a need to know. And that's what's going on. This has been anonymous leaks for the last 2.5 years. People that are working for the government, that are telling tales out of school, phoning their friends in big lie media. No president likes leakers. But remember what happened. Two of Donald Trump's early calls, one to the Mexican president, the other to the Australian prime minister, suddenly the details of those calls were in our media. Now, big lie media is going to work their sources to get a story, and they have to protect their sources. But they don't. It's all anonymous, 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 an anonymous source. They were played by people that were leaking. They got it wrong. And they got it wrong here. In other words, people that don't like Trump, want to see him fail, that are probably working in the White House. I think one of them might still be working. I think there's several that fall in this category. Now, they don't put a sign, I'm the leaker. They're there, though. And they made a mistake by telling this guy, but maybe they were both in on it. I'll tell you what I think went on, and why don't you be a whistleblower? He doesn't qualify to be a whistleblower. You see, he wasn't reporting on a CIA or intelligence operation. This was a president-to-president phone call. And that's why it wasn't really an urgent matter. This was a partisan co-conspirator leaker. There's really two people, and maybe more than two people, because supposedly this, quote, whistleblower talked to several people. I think what was going on is you get what's called confirmatory bias. You're looking for information that agree with your opinion of the situation, and that can get you in trouble. So President Trump is angry. He feels that what the press is doing is dangerous, and it is, because a lot of American people are paying attention. They see what's going on, and they don't like it. And I think big lie media will rue the day that it went to such great extent to protect the Democratic Party, and that's what they did. And they're still doing it. And in the process, we're lying about President Trump. Now, one other thing that's like a ooh, 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 ooh. It's not a ooh, 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 ooh. on any conversations like this between the president, chief of state of two countries, it's fairly common that a number of people are listening in, point one. And two, I would think that's probably the Secretary of State, maybe the Secretary of Defense, maybe the Attorney General, but one or more people, at least one, and I would think more than one, are listening in, besides the translators and Trump. And Donald Trump has said that. I knew there were other people listening in. Presidents want that. And I think also there's probably a recording of this. Now, that hasn't been brought up, which is interesting. Play the tape. Maybe they don't make a recording. I have, how should I say this? I don't know. I would think, though, especially on high-level conversations like this, both the United States and Ukraine probably are making a recording of this tape. At least one or more people on each side are doing that. Maybe they forgot about that. So the lying will continue. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wasn't on the call. He was. And now they're subpoenaing him, and they're also going after State Department employees. They don't know when to give up. They can't give up because they know once the IG report is out, and then again when the attorneys, U.S. attorneys that are also investigating this, remember, the IG can't prosecute. They have to make a referral, and then it's up to the U.S. attorney and the Department of Justice, which means the attorney general, decide who are they going to prosecute. Who are they going to take the evidence on to the grand jury? And once the grand jury, remember, it's up to the grand jury to indict. The prosecutor can't do that. What he does is present the evidence, and 99% of the time, the grand jury is going to indict. But that's just, and that's an important step. And then that puts the spotlight right on the people involved with this criminal conspiracy and puts pressure on them, because then you're going to have to defend yourself in court. And they're not going to ask for the indictment and prosecute you unless they believe they have the evidence. Remember, these attorneys know, unlike, well, Schiff, I believe, is an attorney, but many of these newspaper and media people don't understand. Attorneys want to make sure that they have a solid case. They have the evidence to convict. Remember, the standard in the United States is beyond a reasonable doubt. That's a high standard. So they don't have the evidence. They probably will not ask for an indictment. But when they do, I'm not saying it's 100%, but if you're indicted, especially at the federal level, you're always going to have corrupt attorneys, unfortunately. And some will be district attorneys or prosecutors. We saw that in the Mueller investigation. But if they're indicting you and prosecuting you, they have a good case. And they have the resources of the government behind them. It's going to cost you many hundreds of thousands, if not $1 million, to defend yourself. And that's what's going to happen. Now, some of these people have money, but many other people don't have money. That's why you start at the bottom and work your way up. All of this is going to happen, and it's going to happen shortly. The American people are waiting for it. And then maybe, just maybe, the House Speaker will retreat. I bet Nancy Pelosi is a little bit mad at Adam Schiff. Maybe not, but a lot of Democrats are going to have very red faces when this goes down, when it hits the fan. And I wouldn't go to bat for the people that broke the law at all. They betrayed their oath of office. They betrayed the people that were working under them, law-abiding FBI agents and attorneys in the Department of Justice. They had dirty cops and dirty attorneys, and yes, even a dirty president that authorized this. He's an attorney that should have known better. But he just had to see if there were any dirt leverage that they could use to embarrass or destroy the candidacy of Donald Trump. They got caught. And the Trump administration better take this to the courts. They have the evidence, and I believe they do. Heads should roll. People should be indicted and prosecuted, no matter how high up it goes in the Obama administration. And I am totally convinced this would not have happened at all unless they got the green light, the authorization from the President of the United States. You don't go on your own hook, especially when you're an attorney and know the law, because if you do, you are committing a felony, even if you think you'll never be brought to justice. See, that's the mistake they made. They thought for sure Hillary Clinton would win. And none of this criminal activity would ever be exposed. Hillary Clinton would protect them. Why? They were helping her win. Keep in mind, people make career plans here. The attorney general thought, oh, I'll get another 4 years, maybe 8 years with Hillary. The CIA director, same thing. James Comey, same thing. Now, in James Comey's case, I don't think he would have survived. I think Hillary Clinton would have fired him on the first day. But if it wasn't for James Comey not prosecuting Hillary Clinton, and that, see, in my mind, if you want to look for the big mistake here, James Comey had the evidence. The people that worked for him had the evidence on Hillary Clinton. She should have been indicted and prosecuted. But he wanted to please the boss and let her off. And in so doing, you see, President Obama understood that. James Comey, let me put it this way. If he were to do the right thing, what should he have done after James Comey gave his press conference on the 5th, where he went over all the evidence they had on Hillary Clinton? He should have fired him. Why? It's not his job. The decision whether to prosecute, well, first of all, to go for the indictment and prosecute, is really in the Department of Justice. The attorney general or the people under her that she authorizes to review this. Should we prosecute or not? In other words, the decision to indict and prosecute is not the job of the FBI. They investigate. Think of them as the cops. But let me remind you, why did he do this? See, he could have just sent what you normally do. You send a letter to the Department of Justice, either recommending that we found no evidence, we recommend no action, no further action, or we found all this evidence and we recommend you proceed with an indictment and prosecution, or we don't think we have enough evidence. You could kick the decision to the Department of Justice. But what was the problem? Loretta Lynch was caught with Bill Clinton on an airplane. That is the wrong appearance. Many people have speculated he was receiving the message that we're not going to prosecute. So they left it to the FBI director to do this. And it's clear that that's exactly what Barack Obama wanted. In other words, James Comey rigged it. Remember, you can't have a presidential candidate of the Democratic Party that's under not one, but two FBI investigations. And that was the case. Remember the Clinton Foundation? That was still an open investigation. The FBI did not follow its procedures in the Clinton investigation. And that should be coming out, too. The problem there is the statute of limitation is run. The crimes that she committed, it's way beyond 5 years, folks. She left in, I believe, February of, I know it was February, I'm trying to think of the year, the beginning of a second term, so that would be 2013. So we're way beyond the five-year limit. Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State in the Obama administration for the first term, and then she left. And anything that she did wrong, and there were many things wrong, should have been prosecuted immediately. But they didn't want to do that. Why? It became, I think, very apparent to Barack Obama that Hillary Clinton was going to get the nomination. So he went along with it, and mainly because Joe Biden wouldn't run. And in so doing, he is now going to be the subject. And I'm waiting to see whether Bill Barr will indict Barack Obama. Because you're going to have to explain to the court, because some of these people that are going to be indicted, I know what some of them are going to say. I did it because the President of the United States authorized this. That's what you're going to hear. Don't pin it on me. I was following orders. I was following the orders of the President of the United States. Now, that's not going to cut much water when what they're doing are felonies. But that's, to some people, convincing. And I think some of them think that will get them off the hook. I don't think it will get them off the hook. Because if Barack Obama was ordering things that were illegal and you did it, you're just as guilty as him. Well, I'm getting tired of this rush to impeachment. I don't think it's going anywhere. I think by next week, I'll be real surprised if they're still at it. If they're smart, they'll cut their losses and shut up. Because I think Donald Trump is playing this very, very well. Let them dig their own graves and then pull the rug right out from under them. He's already made clear he's going to declassify the information showing that what the Obama administration did when it abused the FISA process, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act process and the applications. And people that support him are demanding it. What the American people are demanding is that the rule of law be applied to Democrats and Republicans, no matter how low or high you are in the deep state. There is no one, to quote Nancy Pelosi, that's above the law, and that includes former Democrat officials. So you have, in my mind, 3 to 4 dozen former Obama administration officials that should be worried. And I'm sure some of them will cut a deal with this Department of Justice because they don't want to go to jail, especially when they thought they were doing the bidding of President Barack Obama. They know it's going to cost them a lot of money to defend themselves. So some will confess, tell it as it is, what they know, and they'll go, just like a mafia trial, you go to the next level and the next level and the next level till you get to the head guy. And that's what I think's been going on now for months. And we don't know who told the government exactly what they were doing. But I think there's more than one that know. And all you need is 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 real credible witnesses in various departments, Department of Justice, the FBI, the White House, the Central Intelligence Agency. Because I'm sure what they're going to be hearing is, if you complied with an order of the president that's illegal, you're just as guilty as the president that ordered that. It's not going to save you in court. Well, we live in interesting times, and the next 6 months, I think you're going to get a lot of revelations about how corrupt Washington, D.C. has become and how the arrogance of power brought Barack Obama and his administration down. This will permanently tarnish whatever legacy is left of the Obama administration. They crossed the big red line, and the saying is, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. And a lot of government officials did the crime, and some of them are going to be doing the time. Thank you for listening, and now, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College.
You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com. And KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.